This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's going to be a really good day for you. Yesterday, I introduced this idea of coping when it seems that God is silent. In the hard times, we ask, where is God? You know, does he still care about his people in those difficult times? And I said yesterday that God is still there. He speaks to us even when it seems impossible to realize or we don't feel he's there. I like the words of Psalm 102, and the writer of the psalm, he knew from his own experience. Let me read verse 1 to 7. He said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let me cry for help. I come to you. Don't hide your face from me when I'm in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. And because of my loud groaning, I am reduced to skin and bones. I'm like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof." There it is, Psalm 102, verse 1 to 7. Now here he was, he felt in distress. We're not quite sure of all the background there, but he felt that God was silent. He didn't know what to do. His life was disappearing before him like a puff of smoke. He was ill. His heart was breaking. And he obviously had lost his appetite. He couldn't sleep. And he was there wasting away, and he really felt like a bird, a lonely bird that was sitting up on a rooftop. So here was this guy who was hurting, and where was his God? He wondered if God was playing some sort of game, some sort of hide-and-seek game with him. He'd had enough, and it was about time he got some answers. Now, it might seem strange, but in the silence, God reminds us of his reality, because when God is silent, it's painful. No one likes that. And that's the time that we need God the most, because the pain is a reminder of his reality. We tend to think that he is absent, but God's word, the Bible, reminds us that he'll be with us always, even until the end of the age. He is never absent from us because he's promised that. And have you noticed that he gets our attention in those dark times? We get caught up with daily living, we forget about God and Jesus, and then we need him. And that need will push us towards something, doing something about us, like having a toothache. It pushes you towards the dentist. Well, our pain pushes us towards Jesus Christ, God's Son, who also felt the silence of his Father in one horrible moment we read in the Bible. As he hung on the cross, he cried, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" He was looking for answers too in that terrible moment. It was Barbara Brown Taylor who wrote the book When God is Silent. And she says there that God's silence is as much a sign of God's presence as it is of God's absence. "That divine silence is not a vacuum to be filled," she said, "but a mystery to be entered into. Unarmed with words and distracted by noise, we can sense the power of God." It was back in the 1680s, a long time ago, that John Bunyan wrote the great classic Pilgrim's Progress, and he wrote that when he was in prison. But all was not well with John Bunyan. As a young man, he had turned his back on God, and he had to live with the consequences of his life. And he had what is sometimes described as a broken world experience. You can read about Moses when his world broke apart when he was 40 years of age. Here was Moses from the Old Testament. He had a very privileged upbringing, but he killed a man, ran away into the wilderness, and for 40 years he lived as a fugitive. But life wasn't over for him. God used him, and he became one of the greatest heroes of all time. God has his own wonderful way of bringing hope and restoration in the darkest hour of our lives. And that's true for you and for me. Well, Lord, the concept of your mercy sometimes seems too great for our own understanding. We can calculate things, Lord, based on what we think should happen. But, Lord, I pray that you'll break down the walls of our preconceived miscalculations and let us live in the freedom of your mercy. Amen.